Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Eric Mantel Muller, good friends with Rush Limbaugh, will be joining us coming up next segment. And I just thought randomly, let's just get the last 5 minutes of Rush's show and air that right now. The last show he did, I guess that was on February 4th. And here is the last things that Rush Limbaugh ever said on radio.
Now, once at the top of the Martian atmosphere, an action-packed 7 minutes begins. That is the time of the descent through the Martian atmosphere to the surface of the planet. In addition, or as part of this, the temperatures that will reach the surface of the spacecraft will be equivalent to the temperatures on the surface of the sun. And it will not melt, if all goes well. It will not evaporate. It will not vaporize. It will not be destroyed. It will be able to withstand temperatures equivalent to the surface of the sun. Then the first supersonic parachute inflation happens. All of this has to happen on a sequence that controllers will have no control over. Because of the distance between Mars and Earth, controlling the spacecraft in real time is out of the question. It takes minutes for a command from NASA on Earth to reach the Perseverance rover. So it's up to the spacecraft and the software that's been written to execute numerous tasks at split-second timing. And it also has to account for any variables that could threaten the descent and land. It has to recognize something out of whack and make an adjustment, make an adaption. Because unlike landing on the moon, the moon's close enough, quote-unquote, where we could send alternate landing instructions. But Mars is so far away that all we can do is sit there and watch for 7 minutes. As this spacecraft plummets, the Martian atmosphere reaches temperatures equivalent to the surface of the sun, parachutes have to deploy. It has to land at the exact speed. If it doesn't, damage could happen. The rover could be destroyed at any phase of this landing. And nobody can stop it if something goes wrong because of how long it takes a command instruction sent from Earth to reach the rover, which at the point in time will be in orbit around Mars. Now, this just fascinates me, and I understand these controllers are going to be biting their nails and going nuts during these 7 minutes, being unable to correct anything. And for much of the 7 minutes, because of the heat generated by re-entry, they won't be able to have any communication with the rover at all. But even so, whatever communication they get would be delayed because of how far Mars is. Anyway, I got to take a break. I just noticed the clock. The time, be back in just a second. Well, my friends, that's it. Yet another excursion into broadcast excellence in the can. Enjoyed being with you today, always do, and look forward to the next time. Thanks to Mark Stein, who has been in standby mode all day. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to go today. And then each hour I had to assess. But we made it. Thank you, Mr. Stein. See you all next time.
Well, there you go. Bon voyage.
I couldn't see a way out. We were completely surrounded, and they all looked like the same person. Zombies itching to convert us into their weird Hollywood cult.
So, again, that is the final moments of the Rush Limbaugh radio program. And the left wants us to just be depressed about it, but he had a good long life, did a great job. And I think it's clear to say I wouldn't have this show. We wouldn't have talk radio, period. The globalists would have probably already won if it wasn't for Roger Ailes and Rush Limbaugh. That's why the left hates them so much. We should celebrate them. They weren't perfect men, but they did at least love America. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and, of course, Band.Video. Stay with us.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, my eyes, Rush Limbaugh, I'll see you on the other side. Modern Talk Radio, Fox News, all of it owes to Rush Limbaugh and the vision of Roger Ailes. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have put up any fight. They had to trailblaze when there was no free speech, no broadcast media. Reagan had gotten rid of the Fairness Doctrine. They had moved forward, but nobody was challenging it. Ailes went out, leased the radio stations, put Limbaugh on. It was a giant hit. They then got other talk show hosts like Mantel Muller, who's about to be joining us, longtime friends with, of course, Rush Limbaugh. Hopefully he'll tell some of the stories here. He's a pretty private guy. And that's why we owe so much to Rush Limbaugh. 30 years of them trying to censor him and take him off the air, and he fought through all of it, then fought through going deaf, fought through, you know, being in an automobile accident and having back pain and getting addicted to painkillers. He was a human. He was pro-war. Mancal criticized him for some of those wars, but he really thought it was the right thing to do, and he loved America, and the globalists hated him. And he sure got more hardcore over the years as it was proven that we were right about this whole globalist program. And so I thought I'd just play the last 30, 40 seconds of his final broadcast from, what was it, February 4th, where he said he'd been so sick that he had to have a backup host, or February 2nd, he had to have a backup host there the entire time. And so he fought through it like a champ and through the election. And, again, I just salute Rush Limbaugh, and I salute the First Amendment, and I salute his perseverance. And you know a man by his enemies, and they are celebrating in the streets because they think they've got America down. They think this is another sign of their supremacy, but I smell their defeat in the future. Here are Rush Limbaugh's final broadcast words.
My friends, that's it. Yet another excursion into broadcast excellence in the can. Enjoyed being with you today, always do, and look forward to the next time. Thanks to Mark Stein, who has been in standby mode all day. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to go today. And then each hour I had to assess. But we made it. Thank you, Mr. Stein. See you all next time.
But you never know. You never know if there'll be a next time, whether you're 10 years old or 100 years old. So, Eric Mantel Muller, you're somebody that's known Limbaugh for 30 years. And, of course, we were showing some 60 Minutes clips from 1992. You were actually, you know, there broadcasting in the building that day they were there. And let's just be honest, you had your own fights with Rush. You're more of a libertarian, nationalist, populist. He was more of a Republican Party guy. He thought that was the most important thing. And I see that we don't want the neocons to set up a new party to make sure Republicans lose. We want to take the Republican Party over. So I think Limbaugh was always right about that. But we're more of, you know, we the people guy. He was more of a Republican guy, but he did it out of a place, I think, of thinking it was the right thing to do. So not to speak ill of the dead. Mancal, thank you for joining us from your home. I know snowed in up in beautiful Chicago.
When wilt thou free the people, O God of mercy? When? The people, Lord, the people, not crowns and thrones, but men. These are the arguments I would have with Rush. I loved Rush. Two Missouri brothers. I'm going to miss that old mule. He gave me advice. He was very supportive of me and my career. There was a few times when he could have helped me, and he didn't. It was still business, and he was a competitive guy. I will tell you the two times, Alex, if you care. And again, I'm looking at my friend Ron Perlman, who's been on my radio show a lot. I was on Sons of Anarchy with him. And he's saying we're going to celebrate in hell with Rush, and he feels sorry for the devil having to be with Rush in hell. And it just sickens me what I'm seeing today. So I hate to bring up any negatives, but we talked about everything yesterday, and I wonder if you would like to tell me what those arguments were about.
Well, I would like you to tell us about those arguments. You just told me you had quite a few with Rush, but
well, no, there was two big ones, and I'll tell you the two big ones. I felt that, look, we're two kids from Missouri. I grew up on a dirt road. My nearest neighbor was a half mile away, and it wasn't a kid a half mile away in Suicide Falls, Missouri. And I didn't like when Rush was supporting George W. Bush and the big tax increase. They said no new taxes, or was it the former Bush? Whichever Bush it was.
It was Bush Sr. Read my lips, no new taxes.
Yeah. The big spending people. And I would say, Rush, you didn't support it with Bill Clinton. I had the same argument with him during the Obama administration. You're against all this big government, but you're okay with all this big government after 9/11. So these are the kind of things when I talked to you that we would argue about. And I have the same kind of arguments with Sean Hannity. I've never been a party first kind of guy. And but Rush believed that. And you also have to think, what were our choices? What other choice did Rush have? I guess you dance with the one who brung you. But I've never been a party guy. But, are you going to pick the Libertarian candidate? I mean, I hosted the Libertarian convention one year. And what a group of buffoons. So what do we do, Alex? You and I, guys like us, yeah, we back outsiders, visionaries, but they have no chance in hell of winning. So Rush was going with the winner, I guess.
Well, sure. Here's the good news. Trump would never got him elected without Rush Limbaugh building the platform. So you see that our movement to radicalize the Republicans and make them American and take over a party has been somewhat successful. That's why the left and the globalists are so panicked right now. So at the end of the day, Rush was right about not breaking up the Republican Party. Where he was wrong was those damn wars, which we now know are based on lies. But I also understand the instinct that America's going to war. Once we're going to war, because the troops are there, you want to back it. But I think that's really the black mark on Rush. It doesn't matter. You knew him well. I know a lot of people knew him well. And I've got black marks myself. I'm not perfect. The key is he really believed it was the right thing to do. He wasn't doing it like Dick Cheney for power and money. Let's talk about the Rush Limbaugh you knew when you first met him. Let's talk about some of your reflections now in hindsight.
Well, Alex, the advice I would give any man, and I wonder if you would comment on this, don't ever get your wife a boob job. Because they want to show everybody. It ruins marriages. I've never known a guy who got his wife a boob job and it didn't ruin the marriage. What am I talking about? I sound insane, I understand. Well, it's the fat girl thing. In fact, I teased him a couple times early on and called him fat girl. Look, we're from Missouri. The way we teased was brutal. We were straight talkers. And so, he had, I don't want to overplay this like, the Oliver Stone movie where Nixon's looking at a steak and it's bleeding, the blood from Vietnam. I'm not going to say that, but I think Rush had some insecurities. And I think he was bold in overcoming his insecurities. Look at him there. He got in shape. He, married a hot woman and moved down to Florida. But, in the backwoods of Missouri, being a fat boy where we're from, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, he was teased and laughed at. And, of course, all the other radio hosts, they didn't have anything on talent, so they went low. The Howard Stern types. And, he's fat. Look at him. He's fat. He's so fat. But I think it got to him early on. And then finally, the guy has so much money and power. Yeah, I'm fat. I just have to laugh. I think about William Shatner. A friend of mine who was just a great guy, but he said, I'd rather be a has-been than it ever was. I love all these losers coming out peeing on Russia's grave today. What a group of losers. Hollywood is so bankrupt. Radio is a leper colony. And the upper-ups at Cumulus Media, they didn't know what to do with Rush. They didn't agree with him. They didn't understand the audience. They don't understand my audience. They don't understand the people. They don't understand the pain that's going on out there right now. And Rush came from that. Rush came from the center of America, from the Bible Belt. He believed in God. By the way, you talk about America being down and out. Yeah, there I am with Bill. Love him, Captain Kirk. But no, Alex, look, we know things are going to get bad for a while. But you and I also know, because we've read the book, that good wins and God wins. So let them laugh. Let them have fun. They like to cheer and scream in the morning at night. That's what devils do. And in the end, they're going to have to stand before their maker. And what a bunch of miserable son of a bitches that are crapping on Rush's grave today. These Hollywood types, turn it off. Don't support him anymore. And Ron Perlman, you really are a devil. He played Hellboy. He really is the devil.
Oh, Ron Perlman is always threatening to beat my ass. I mean, these guys are such thugs.
Alex, I hung out with Ron Perlman. I was on an episode of Sons of Anarchy, very famous episode. And Alex, I know Ron Perlman, and I know you. You can kick his ass.
I don't even want to touch this Stephanie Blob. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There was a time before I even got into talk radio, when I was getting into it in 1995, that I knew the household name Mancow. Why, he was as big as Howard Stern. They were big enemies. But you see, Mancow didn't sell the country out. He, when the Clintons approached him, didn't bow to them. So then he got cut back to being only the number one talk show host in Chicago and limited syndication. But that's not a failure. That is a success badge to be censored. So remember, it was Mancow Muller, it was Rush Limbaugh, that these guys were, you know, put out by the same folks, syndicated, all that, went through the same stuff. And so the big question, the crew's asking me, he just said, hey, I want to get into this without me even bringing it up. Who's going to replace Rush Limbaugh? That's the big $64 trillion question. And I know you've got your ear to the ground. You know more people in the industry than probably anybody else out there other than Limbaugh or maybe Howard Stern. What is going to happen now to those 650, 700 radio stations?
Let me just say one thing. Do you remember the smoking gun?
Yes.
All the paperwork is there. You can go look it up yourself. In every market, I beat Howard Stern. But see, Howard Stern, as I said yesterday, wore sunglasses and had writers in the other room. Everything was written down. When it comes to me and you and Rush, it's from the heart. It's from the soul. You can't control a guy like me or you or Rush. That's why Stern gets promoted. That's why he gets to be on satellite and gets $90 million a year. I would say the same thing about Rogan. Why did Rogan scrub so much? For a paycheck. My soul is not for sale. Your soul is not for sale, Alex. So what? You inherit the world, but you sell out? And look, I've never been able to do it. So instead of $60 million a year, I made $10 million a year. I'm okay with that. I sleep very well at night. And the fact is, Opie and Anthony and Stern and all those guys, we kick their asses. Okay, let's move on. Who's going to replace Rush? My guy is, and it may make him too dangerous, is Chris Plant. Have you ever heard of Chris Plant, Alex Jones?
Yes, I have.
I think he's pretty damn good, which means they won't, Cumulus won't hire him because he's good. So you have to think, what will radio do that's really stupid? And I talked to three people today from Cumulus, which, you know, host Rush show. I don't know. They may do something boring like Mark Stein. They may move up Levin. Levin, who is, look, I like these guys, but they're boring. They're boring. Sorry. Sitting in a library. You've seen that show.
Well, what Mark they Levin. Like is it safe? I mean, you talk about the New World Order. You talk about the microchip, the mark of the beast, the globalist, the big issue. It's that final piece that you're not allowed to talk about.
It's so true. And I reflect on, you know, some of our close friends that went before us, Malachi Martin and Jim Mars, and, you know, connect the dots, la, 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 Pee Wee Herman, right? You connect the dots, and, well, what, okay, so what does it all mean? What's the bottom line? And you and I know, and we tell them, can't do that. So you have to make everything an enigma. You can't really say anything. You know, and I think another possible replacement, and again, to me, he's a deep state scripted guy. My opinion, deep state scripted, very controllable. He reads from a script. Just Ben Shapiro.
Oh, they definitely, I mean, they took, of course, a mutual friend of ours, Michael Savage, off of those stations to give that guy, and I'm not against people's success, but he was given all those stations, and here's going to be the problem. Cumulus, Premier, Clear Channel, all those different conglomerates have been involved with Rush over the years. Rush was so good and such an icon. that stations wanted him so then they could make them carry all the other programs that were boring. If they don't put somebody badass in there and populist in there, then it's not going to hold the audience, and they're going to lose those stations, which is really the plan. They've been divesting out of the stations. They've been buying up the stations. They put weird, you know, leftist garbage on it.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You can't do that. You can't reveal the truth like that. I'm here to tell you, Alex, you're right. It's exactly what they're going to do. Folks, what I said yesterday, location, location, location. You and I were joking. Agenda, agenda, agenda. You sit there at home. Well, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. Of course. Of course. They want their station to be successful. Cumulus wouldn't tank their stations. They want to make money. I'm here to tell you with a group of investors, and this is a big story, Tony Tomasca, Mike Fowler is our lead, and other billionaires in Chicago with me. They want to get rid of WLS. I wanted to buy it. I could have saved it. I'm talking like a month ago, Alex.
Well, let's explain what's happening. They want a monopoly, so big mega banks have unlimited trillions in fake currency. So we look at multi-billion dollar industries and free speech. The system sees it as a place for media to organize, for local talent. As big tech censors everything, there's going to be incredible hunger for radio and TV stations to build real, true stuff around populism. They can then direct sell products, get sponsors. The globalists don't want that. They want a monopoly. And so the word is they are killing talk radio by design, and big corporations are coming in, and hospital districts and things like at 590, they spent millions of dollars to take all the conservatives off. They put weekend shows on for tens of millions a year, local hospital shows that were really a payoff to remove the conservatives off the air. And that's done on every marquee station in the country. That's the domination. That's the control.
Alex, what you're saying is a God's honest truth. I've lived this. I was their quarterback. I know all the players. Do you understand how crazy it is? But this is what people went through against the Nazis. This is what people went through in Russia and Cuba and everywhere else. I'm telling you that the people in charge don't care about the bottom line. They don't give two shits.
They care about power. That's why they're willing to kill the dollar. That's why they're willing to kill the border. That's why they're willing to shut the power plants off. That's why they're willing to wreck everything, because that's their plan to consolidate it. In a war, you wreck stuff. And we're under globalist attack.
They're big money friends. They don't want a great radio station or radio stations that have a guy like Rush or you or me or anyone else. They don't want populism. I mean, my God.
But it was so popular, they couldn't get rid of Rush because he still kept all the stations. That's why I predict there's nobody but a hardcore populist that could take over that slot. And that's what the people want.
Now, see, there you go. There you go again. Thinking. It doesn't work in radio. Go up and down the dial. Listen to it. It's by design.
Oh, listen. We always get on these little stations, and within a year, we have great ratings or the top ratings, and then always ESPN comes in and buys the slot I'm in and just puts sports on. And that's the word, right? They're thinking about just replacing Rush with sports entirely.
That is what I heard from one of my best contacts in the company. You know, I worked there for many years. This one guy swears they're going to go sports. Good luck. So, you know, they don't care about silencing the voices, and I don't think you should care about them. Look, the only thing we have is our vote is fixed now, right? The only thing we have is our vote. No, the only thing we have is our money and our time and our life and our soul. And I say this to you folks, don't give him your soul, don't give him your heart, don't give him your time.
Absolutely.
Reject them. Flee from them.
Yep, absolutely. It's supported by the media. Let's talk about Trump, how he's going to fight back, and I've got word he is.
Oh, wow.
What Obama's third administration is now doing, going after the guns. I said that on purpose. The third Obama administration.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cal is our guest, longtime syndicated host, back in the day, syndicated with Rush Limbaugh, out of the same building, good friends. And I don't tell this Trump story, Limbaugh story, that cool, because, I mean, to me, I don't want to be associated with the establishment at all, Hollywood, the big syndicators, any of it. And some of my meetings with the big syndicators over the years, I've never talked about because they were off-the-record meetings. But Roger Ailes did reach out to me several times, want me to come do pilot shows with Fox, and I never did it. And to Mancow's irritation, one of the shows they wanted me to do was with him, which was on Fox for a while on the weekends. And I just had small children and living in Texas, and I just knew they weren't going to want me on there. I wasn't going to change what I was going to say, and so I passed on it. But then Fox came out like a New York Times article years after that said, Jones begged to be on Fox, but Fox didn't want him. So there was also the butthurtness of them saying that, again, I wanted to be with them. And, of course, Mankow didn't mince words on his show. It was very popular, got good ratings, but they didn't end up, you know, giving him a full-time show as well. So I think I was smart not to do that. But that's a true story, and he can speak to that in just a moment. But first, Trump, every time I've talked to Trump, almost, except the time he called my wife to congratulate her when we got married, just randomly, it was crazy. Oh, so here's the president. It was Trump. He literally like, oh, I love Rush Limbaugh. Don't you love Rush Limbaugh? Yeah, I like Rush Limbaugh. Well, you know, I hear when he retires or whatever, you're going to take his slot. That's what I hear. I hear you're the heir to Rush Limbaugh. I'm like, well, I kind of have bigger audiences than he ever had online, but he's a trailblazer. And so, you know, obviously InfoWars, what I do politically would be, I'm in that slot. I never wanted to be in that slot. GCN 24 years ago said the slot we have is during this, nobody wants it up against Rush Limbaugh. And I said, great, I'll do it. And, you know, we've been very successful. Hundreds of radio stations, most of them mom and pop, but they're great. So there's my two tie-ins, but you can vouch for that Fox wanted me, Mankow, and I didn't want Fox, correct?
I don't know.
Well, did I come and do the pilot show with you?
A little bit now, Alex, a little bit. I had to beg you to get you to come on the show. You were done with Fox. I don't know what went before that, but by the time I got my TV show, you didn't like the way they were going. So I don't know what had happened years before that. I will tell you, Roger Ailes, what a hit job they've got on him. What a hit job they're doing on Rush today.
I think Ailes was a trailblazer and a great guy. I'm just saying, beautiful. I knew Fox wouldn't let me be me. That's all. I'm sorry.
No, I think you're right. And listen, I had a show that you were part of, and Aisha Tyler and half the women that ended up being on The View through a guy named Woody Frazier. We had on Breitbart, please. The family doesn't appreciate this. Right after I talked to his father-in-law, Orson Bean, who he loved, Orson Bean got run over mysteriously right after I talked with him about what I believe, and that is that Andrew Breitbart was murdered. This is a personal statement of mine. But I spoke with Breitbart a lot. But imagine that. Alex Jones, Mankow, Breitbart. It was all there. And now you talk about kids being born. My daughters were being born and whatever. I went away. And I came back and I turned on the Beck. I can't remember his name. Glenn Beck, who had a Christ complex, right? And I know it's mine. I know it's original. And this guy I worked on with Philadelphia, from Philadelphia TV, who created the term, if it bleeds, it leads. This guy had been working with me on this show. And we had all these ideas. And I tell you, almost verbatim, a lot of, I mean, it could be coincidence, but a lot of them ended up being the Glenn Beck show.
Oh, Glenn Beck on record. I had his own employees tell me he had five people that watched me all the time. And they would just take it because he's an actor.
Yeah.
So he was stealing from everybody.
Yeah. You know, that is the thing, too, man. I so many of these guys, you're the real deal. People don't understand your incredible sense of humor. It really bothers me when people talk to me about you. They don't get that he's having fun. He's having fun. He can't sit there all day, every day and be miserable. Let them do that. Let the left do that. Let these people that are bashing Rush and dancing on his corpse, let them be miserable. Alex Jones is a happy guy.
Why do you think, I mean, Trump really loved Limbaugh. I mean, he wouldn't stop talking about him all the time. What was going on there?
I want to tell you that probably the most recent conversation I had with Trump, and I don't know when it was. Can you see that? Is that great?
Hello.
Yeah, anyway. No, he was singing praises of you and me and Tucker. We didn't get into Rush. But I think he had just given Rush the award. So, I mean, his love of Rush was obvious. But he also was I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I know that he really thought that Tucker Carlson was smart. And he really it really bothered him when Tucker didn't go his way. That I know.
Trump yeah. Really is a big old sweetie pie in the real world. I know you know him a lot better than I do, but I know people who know him very well. He is just a great guy.
Well, look, he got me into a restaurant called Rayo's in New York that's impossible to get into. We went to a Duran Duran concert. Red Carpet Massacre. Duran Duran and Trump. And this is a family guy. He's a real guy. What did we hear our whole lives? What did you and I hear? What did we? I would say we don't need any more politicians. We don't need any more lawyers. So we finally got a businessman in. You know, look, Our gas prices are at $3 here. They were under $2 with Trump. My 401k has crashed. What are we in, two or three wars right now? Medicine is skyrocketing, but at least Trump isn't tweeting. At least Trump's not tweeting. So everything's okay. And we got President Kamala in there for my daughters. Oh, I love the media. We should respect Kamala. Isn't she a role model? No, I don't really want my daughters to be dirty whores.
The cackle like the Wicked Witch of the East.
Yeah. Hey, I got some people texting me. I would hate if you did this to me. Can I do something horrible here? I want to say hi to Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins. Roger Stone is watching us right now. Robert Fleischman, the original lead singer of Journey, wrote Wheel in the Sky, and Adam the Magician. I'm just looking at all these people. You got a lot. Man, everybody's watching us right now. I don't get this kind of feedback when I do other shows.
Man, Cal, but those are all your buddies. Yeah. I think you introduced them all to me, but Roger Stone, so. I want to say hi to all those folks.
And boy, are they going after that guy. Boy, is that all.
Yeah,
fake.
People are like, where's Roger? They are, he obviously doesn't want it out, but they are harassing the living snot out of him.
Oh! You're the same thing with you. They tried to set you. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to be called into court, but all of this is so fake. It's such a setup. It's such a deep state hit on you guys, and it makes me sick. And,
well, let me ask you this. What do you think they're going to do as Trump begins to reemerge? I actually like doing the shout-outs. I love all those guys. What are they going to do as they just get the borders open and they triple the drug prices and the power's going off and everything's collapsing and they're calling everyone racist and saying America sucks? I mean, this sucks. The Democrats suck.
Alex, a source told me that on December 21st of last year, there was an assassination attempt that got real close to Trump. And I am told from my source, again, take it or leave it, I don't really care at this point in my life, but it's an incredible source. I mean, one of the best sources you can have.
Secret Service.
I'm not going to say.
I was told the same thing.
But this is pretty big news that nobody's talked about. So the 21st service, and there's been many attempts that we don't know about. But my understanding is I got very close to him and they said, look, you're too hot. We can't protect you anymore. Basically, the deep state said, shut up, go away, or you're dead and your family's dead. I don't think we're going to see I don't know. I think I'm already wrong because I didn't think we would see a return of Trump. And then he showed up at that the President's Day event. So I didn't think we'd see him again.
OK, I've been asked not to say what you just said. So now that you've said it, I'm going to go ahead and bring all this out on the other side.
Well, I want to say that's what someone told me. Okay, I've heard lots of crazy stuff.
Well, let me just tell you that you know they already beat up
Roger. This is a very good source, but I'm not going on the record.
Well, part of the message was they beat up Stone's wife in front of her house, put her in the hospital, and then I wasn't even supposed to talk about it until later. People thought it happened like 3 days later. No, it happened before. And I was told all this by lawyers in the White House of the assassination attempts, of the threats. Trump was totally surrounded, and I'm on air telling people, and the Q folks are like, shut up, Jones, we're invincible. And I'm like, no, we're not invincible. He's totally surrounded. God Almighty. He walks right in the trap.
Okay, Alex, I got something big to tell you from inside the White House.
Well, I know you're hooked into everything. ManCow, Eric ManCow Mueller's here. Follow him on Instagram.
You may not like it.
All right, well, I want to hear it when we come back. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the websites for now. And Bandai Video.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. All I've been is persecuted for supporting President Trump the last 6 years. He is the president. He didn't get reelected in the landslide. All the others are overwhelming. And I know Mantel only got persecuted for it. So a lot of people are like, oh, you're only supporting Trump because, you know, it's so great for you. Oh, yeah, it's really wonderful to have all these attacks take place and to be deplatformed and take my bank accounts away. So I don't know what Mantel was about to get into. I know that he is friends with Trump. I know they reported people telling me to talk quite a bit. I've got a lot of the same info from some other people that talked to Trump quite a bit. Again, I've missed calls from the president, but I don't know what this piece of intel is. But recap, because we hit the break, about what you were told by a White House source about a very serious assassination attempt on December 21st of last year, when you noticed Trump suddenly got really, really quiet. He went ahead and capitulated, until he decided, I guess, to roar back on the 6th, and then they were able to basically sabotage that. What was your other big piece of news?
This is really dangerous, bud.
I know you were one of the last guys to talk to Breitbart. I know you know he was really killed as a message to other people. What's the news?
I may have been the last person to talk to him because Breitbart had some information. And I think it was pedophile, satanic stuff, my opinion.
Well, he tweeted that. He tweeted that right before he died.
On the Obamas and Clintons. But I think he had video that was going to ruin everything. And I believe he was murdered. Or he went jogging at 2:30 in the morning.
No, they poisoned his wine.
I want to tell you that a very good source of mine, there he is, God, that I love him. If you don't know who he is, he created Arianna Huffington, in my opinion, and really created a lot of what we see on the internet now. There's another trailblazer, just like Rush, that we lost, and they were dancing on his grave, too. Look, I want honesty. I want, and that's what Breitbart and Rush wanted. They, for the most part, truth, truth, forget party, truth. Alex, I want to tell you from my very good source that you talked about the devil earlier. The devil, you know, the devil knows you're here. The devil knows I'm here. And I want to say to all those that aren't facing any challenges, nobody cares about you. The devil doesn't care about you. If Alex Jones was sitting at home right now, drinking a six-pack, he wouldn't have any problems, nor would I. But the minute you step out and try to do good and step up for God, then the devils come out. New levels, new devils. So I'm going to tell you something you probably heard. But they were counting. I really don't want to go here.
Just
they
say
were
it.
Counting, okay. They were counting on you. I'm sorry. Let me say this.
No, I know you're not a BSer, so tell me. I want to know if it's about me especially.
Very smart of you, and they didn't expect it, that you said, stop! No violence! We're love! This is about peace and love! Stop it! And when you did that, from my sources, the deep state went, ah! We had him! They thought they had you, Alex. You were done. You were set up, in my opinion. And I know from my sources that when you told everybody, stop, step down, this is about love, and thankfully somebody filmed it, you saved your ass. You saved InfoWar, and the movement can continue. But boy, man, what a setup. What a fake deal. What a fake operation that whole deal was.
We know the president now was set up by, not the Secret Service, they're mostly good, but by insiders in the party that told him there was security and a stage. The stage was set up the night before. We got there, and they'd removed the stage. I mean, we were
also
totally set up.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this. Notice when they dropped. Notice, Mancow, when they dropped the entire thing last Saturday, unexpectedly without witnesses, a week early in the trial of Trump, the second impeachment farce, was when Lindsey Graham said, what did Pelosi know? When did she know it? Now, we knew that day one. They ordered the police to stand down. Honoré and this globalist general tried to blame the police. They just ordered to go do traffic control. So that's starting to come out that CNN paid the Antifa people, that it was that they helped trigger a small number of the group going in. And so that's why they ended the trial, because Trump was getting ready to bring that out.
Antifa's our modern brown shirts. Alex, listen, we should have done this on air. What do you think? What are you thinking about what I just told you?
Well, I mean, I knew that they were. Well, here's the deal. They told me the Secret Service, Trump wants you to lead the deal. He's going to announce it. He'll meet you there.
And, but was that true? Did Trump want you to do that?
No. Trump then looked at me and said, I'm going to be in the march. I was right there in the second row. He looked right at me and goes, I'm going to lead the march. And then the Secret Service was there with the people. They were waving at me. They came over and waved me over and let me out to go lead the crowd. But it wasn't Trump. It was the insiders that told Trump there was a stage and security.
Yeah.
And then the Secret Service stood down and was going to let him go there alone, basically. And all of this, it was all Trump was totally set up. That's why they started the rioting in the middle of his speech. The minute he said, I'll meet you at the Capitol, all the guys on earpieces got go messages, and they believe they were being commanded by Trump. They're really being commanded by the Democrats in deep state. And that's how they use the Q op to do it. Is that not sophisticated mind control?
Yeah, brother. I want to pick your brain on a future show about Q. I'd like to figure that whole thing out. You know, a lot of people thought I was Q. I don't know if you knew that. And then, you know, going back to the 21st, as I said, December of last year, and the attempt that got close to killing Trump, according to what I've heard, the assassination attempt that came close. And then Jared got to take over the pardons, and that whole thing was a mess. But my sources are also telling me that Jared got very, very rich. I don't know what to think of all of that. And a lot of the people close to Trump, as you said, he was too kind. Everybody thinks he's such a hard ass and everything. I think he was too kind.
Yeah, the whole you're fired deal, he's very savvy and smart and good. People do what he wants. He's a good businessman, a good PR guy. But the guy you see that says, you're fired, The Apprentice, that's not Trump.
No. No, it's a TV show. It's a TV show.
Well, man, Cal, listen, you're always hard to get on, but I know now that you're semi-retired, probably about to come back on the air, I want to get you back on very, very soon. I know you're going to come down in Austin this weekend. We were going to visit because the ice storm, you can't come now. So please, you and the wife come down. We'll get dinner. And I just really appreciate you.
Alex, I love you, and I appreciate you, too. And look, the fact is that I'm getting taxed out of my house and living here in Chicago, the violence and the taxes. I'm ready to move to Texas, although you tell me Austin has become kind of a liberal a-hole place. But
only the downtown area in certain corridors. Yeah. I mean, you go 10 miles any direction, you're back in Texas. But, yeah, it's bad.
Is Texas done? Should I go to Florida? What's the last holdout for free-minded people?
No,
like
I mean, I think we need all the papers to come to Texas to outnumber the Californians.
Yeah, so the Californians came and they brought their cancer of liberalism, and now they destroyed Texas. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for your windmills. Now we don't have power. And by the way, yesterday, when I was in the middle of making a great point, they cut the power on us, didn't they?
I think there was a power surge.
How's your power today? How's your power?
We have to still run off generators because the power is going on and off still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas with the most energy in North America, and you don't have power today.
Man, Cal, look forward to having you back on. Thanks for sharing your stories of Rush and everything else, and God bless you.
Love you, Rush. Love you, Alex. Rest in peace. Look, our voices travel through the airwaves. Rush, we love you. And I want to ask the people of America to pray for me and Alex, please. We need your prayers. And like he said, you think we get rewarded doing this? No, no. The devil's coming for us, but we're fighting in this place as a test, and we're going to win. And remember, good wins and God wins.
Yeah. God bless you. Take care, brother. All right, there goes ManCal, and they deplatformed everywhere, but he came back. You find him on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram for now. They might ban him because he's been banned before. Okay, I'm out of time for this hour. I want to take calls, and we also have another guest joining us a little bit later, but you definitely want to tune in because I've got to get into the actual energy shutdown, the admissions they did it by design, the power grab, but also General Honoré preparing a Praetorian Guard to smash American gun owners and to try to trigger a civil war. People are like, they try to take the guns, it'll be a war. That's the plan, folks. So we don't turn our guns in, but we don't have a civil war either. We've got to educate people about the globalist trap to have us all kill each other and not do it. Separately, I twisted their arm because they don't have a lot of profit in their food. It's already so high quality and so low priced. My Patriot Supply, powering InfoWarsStore.com is where you find this deal. Only there. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you to a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off 4-week supplies, 3-month, 4-month, 6-month, year supplies, 10% off. You're not going to find food anywhere this quality at this price. PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. They are shipping within 24 hours, some days, same day, from their 4 high-tech facilities. They're the number one company after 14 years because of quality and because of price, and they've scaled up so huge, they are dominating the competition. And I advised them. They actually asked my opinion. I told them expand a year ago. I'm really proud of them. They have the same instincts. They have the biggest facilities in the country now. It's ridiculous how good they are. InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the operation. A lot of other big deals there as well, like Winter Sun, vitamin D3 for your immune system. For adults, children, but especially old people, take it under the tongue for maximum absorption. It's discounted, but selling out quick. And you can get it for 40% off with Ultra 12.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.